403 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Hang on a second. I have to get my shocked face. More corruption, more crapola happening inside of LeVar Stoney's City Hall. Could anybody ever have imagined that? Gosh, geez, what a shock. LeVar Stoney has been such an unbelievably unmitigated disaster as mayor. And lucky for all of us, he wants to bring the same level of gross incompetence to the office of lieutenant governor, you know, to screw up the entire Commonwealth of Virginia. Sounds to me like we need somebody running for lieutenant governor that, you know, might have his act together. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. No, Lord knows I'm not running. I did that already. I'm done with all of that. I really am, but I do have a sneaking suspicion that there may be a sneaking suspicion that somebody else might run for lieutenant governor. Would you not pay money for that? I'll tell you that right now. I would absolutely pay money for a real honest-to-goodness debate featuring my friend John Reed squaring off against LeVar Stoney. Oh, priceless. Absolutely priceless. It's the only time that I would actually feel sorry for LeVar Stoney. Look, LeVar Stoney's not exactly the brightest bulb on the porch. You know that, and I know that. He's done such an absolutely terrible job as mayor. It's an embarrassment. It's an absolute embarrassment. And as with so many of the good uber left-wing professional political hacks, he wants to fail his way up. You know, the political Peter principle. Jeepus. Well, anyway, I would be voting for John Reed. I think I've told you that. I know I've told you that. Now, it's not official, right? I mean, I know he's crisscrossing the state and talking to people and what have you, but I don't think he's made it official yet. So, but when he does, I told him I'll absolutely donate to the campaign. And not that anybody cares about my endorsement, but if John were running, well, I'd totally endorse him. Absolutely. Absolutely. In a second. All right. Let's get back to some other things, shall we? The Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. It is a Wednesday afternoon. It's hot. I know you're perhaps looking at the thermometer. It's 90 degrees. We can deal with that. With all of the other stuff, this humidity is just awful. It feels, according to Channel 8, like it's about 105 degrees. Yeah. Tim says, Jeff, I think you're right on target. This national election is not going to be a cakewalk precisely because of the masking and the misrepresentations. It's stunning that American voters are so easily misled. I agree with you. There are a lot of people on my side who think that this election is absolutely positively one and done. And it's not. It's not. It's not even close. Take a look at some of the phony push polls that are out now. This is all designed to get you to be saddened and less enthusiastic. Can Donald Trump win? Yes. Will it be as easy as it might have been with Joe Biden? Nope, not a chance. I hear a lot of intelligent people saying, well, you know, as soon as people hear Kamala Harris, well, then they're not going to be on her side. Right. Well, that's why you're not hearing Kamala Harris. That's why, even though she was coronated 10 days ago, she hasn't given a single solitary press conference. And if I were you, I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for her to give a press conference. She is appearing in front of unbelievably friendly audiences. And that's it. That's it. Take a listen. Here's one of the friendly audiences. Now, this is a woman. Well, all right, it's a guy. Well, all right, you know what? Here, why don't you just take a listen to cut number one.
Good evening, folks. My name is Charlotte Clymer. My pronouns are she, her. I'm a writer and activist, and I am so excited to be part of this historic gathering of women across the country. Now, look, I'm not going to repeat to y'all what the brilliant and eloquent women have stated before me, and nor do I have the eloquence and brilliance of the women who are going to speak over the remainder of the evening. I'm just going to tell y'all a quick story about why I proudly support Vice President Harris.
Hey, you know what else you don't have? You don't have the XX chromosomes that anybody else in that conversation has, because your name is not actually Charlotte, it's Charles, and your pronouns are full of crap. You are a dude who decided that you were going to be a woman, and I cannot believe that anyone is going to go along with this, and yet there it is. People are going along with it. I don't care if you want to wear makeup and delicate lacy underthings. I really don't. I can tell you right now, I will not spend a single solitary moment a day thinking about it except this little conversation that I'm having right now. I will not wish any ill on you. I hope you have a long, happy, healthy life. But I'm not going to play games. I am simply too old at this point to play make-believe. And I think that most of us who are part of this audience are simply too old to play make-believe. That's what children do. And they have great fun doing it. But there does come a time where that has to end. You want to hear some of the outrageous coverage of Kamala Harris? Let me give you, I know it's not a great shock here, MSNBC. I will warn you, it is MSNBC. Take a deep breath. Pull over to the side of the road. Don't have any liquid in your mouth. And you know the way this works. I watch MSNBC. So that you don't have to, and it's okay. You are welcome. Cut number four.
Joining me now from the rally in Atlanta is NBC News Washington correspondent Yamiche Alcindor. Yamiche, even if you can hear me, because I know it's super loud there, talk about the crowd, the vibe, and what you are seeing around you.
Well, Joy, good evening. Right behind me, the rapper Quavo is speaking, and this crowd of 10,000 people, the campaign tells me, is really just so excited. I've been talking to people here who feel relieved, who feel like Kamala Harris has the momentum and the enthusiasm to win this election. All night, people have been dancing. They've been doing the Cupid Shuffle. People have been saying they're going to walk it out to the polls. Megan Thee Stallion, the rapper, the acclaimed Grammy-winning rapper, was just performing, and someone was shine saying, "Hotties for Harris." And what you feel when you're around these people is this sense that this party feels like their vision for America will go forward, and that Vice President Harris has really ignited this energy for people. So she's actually taking the stage right now, and you can hear Beyonce playing, and it just tells you sort of how she's going to keep leaning in on what she considers this campaign that's going to be a little swaggy, a little bit more modern, a little bit more fresh. Definitely a difference from President Biden, who people have said has a great legacy, but people are saying it's time to turn a page, it's time to make history, and this black woman, this half Asian woman, these voters are telling me, is the reason why so many people are excited in the state of Georgia, where, of course, it's going to be critical to win this state. Possibly because Biden won the state just by 12,000 votes, just under 12,000 votes. So this is going to be a close election. And Vice President Harris, from my understanding, is going to be saying that she needs all of these people, not just to dance, not just to be here, but to go to the polls, to demobilize, to make calls, to knock on doors. That's going to be the message, along with talking about the economy and a number of other issues.
Great assignment tonight, getting to hang out there and do your great reporting in the midst of all of that fun and excitement. Yamiche, thank you so much.
What reporting? Did you hear any reporting? I listened very closely. I was waiting for reporting. I heard propagandizement. I heard somebody who was in the business of PR. I heard somebody who was a Kamala Harris fan and a fan of... Well, you know, I can't even use... I cannot say on the air the name of that Ms. The Stallion's hit song. I can't. I can't say it on the air. This is good. Oh, and what did she say? She talked about how Kamala Harris was both black and South Asian. So Donald Trump says that he's a horrible, horrible human being and a bigot of epic proportions. This woman who is in the Kamala Harris PR division when she's not providing pseudo reporting for MSNBC says exactly the same thing. But that's OK. And we all move on with our lives. I guess that's just how it is, huh? You can vote any way you want. You know that. I don't ever get paid for telling people how they should vote. People always misread that. People are convinced that this radio program is a political radio program. It's not. It's a radio program. And it is a place where I am charged with entertaining people. What did Rush Limbaugh used to say? Because Rush Limbaugh told the truth about this from day one, didn't he? His job? Entertain you. So that you could participate in listening to advertisements that he had sold, that had been sold for him in his show at confiscatory rates. Right? That's the job. Whether you like that or not, that's my job. But I don't lie to you. And that's why there's a lot of talk here that's not political. It's just not all about politics. And even this event, which seems to be about politics, right? The event I'm talking about is the election. Well, it's all political. It's not. It really isn't. It's societal. It's a societal situation. It could be a seismic societal change towards the left. But I'm not even talking the old-fashioned left of guys especially who were members of unions, went to work in the morning, went to work in the afternoon, went to work in the evening, had their lunch boxes, came home dirty, and they were left of center because they thought they deserved more. That's not what I'm talking about. Those people who are working people, those people are Republicans in this day and age. I am talking about the furthest left-wing radical crap that will strip each of us of our individuality. Now the line is, well, J.D. Vance is weird. Why is J.D. Vance weird? He's a guy who came from nothing. His mother had drug issues. He graduates high school, joins the Marine Corps, serves overseas, then goes back, GI Bill and part-time job to put himself through school. Marries a woman who's from India and has children. By the way, they're biracial children. And he goes and he works every day. Why is he weird? You want to tell me J.D. Vance is weird, suburban married father of, I think it's three or is it four? But Dr. Richard Levine, a.k.a. Dr. Rachel Levine, that's not weird? All right, I better get out my fingers and go head on over to dictionary.com. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.